Hey Solomon, this is J. Rosemary. Are you tired of feeling overwhelmed and alone? I know when my children were younger, there was a lot of times I felt alone. That's why I started Solomon's Talk, this podcast. But you're not alone. You don't have to parent alone. And I keep repeating it because it's something that it seems we are convinced that we are alone. But reach out to me. I'm here for you. I can talk you through anything that's going through your mind because believe me, I've gone through some stuff. You can tell from listening to these podcasts that I empathize with you and I understand and can connect with what's happening with you. So click the link below and book a one-on-one with me. We could just chat. No obligation, no commitment, just chat. And so don't parent alone. Click the link below and book a chat with me. And no obligation, confidential, and safe place to talk about you.
Tired, weary, frustrated? What would you be doing if you weren't raising children alone? What's stopping you from living your best life now? On Solo Moms Talk, I discuss with solo mothers the challenges you face raising children alone. So if you're a working solo mom dealing with independent children, insensitive bosses, weight and health issues, or even debt collectors, join us as we discover your path to get and stay healthy, increase your income, and live with joy and purpose. In this battle of life.
Today's show is brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering listeners a free audiobook with 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/solomom and browse the selection of audio programs. Download a free title and start listening today. It's easy. Go to audibletrial.com/solomom.
You know, a lot of the women moms, solo moms I interview on this podcast mention that they become solo mom after they've been in a relationship or they're married young, really young, teenagers or, you know, early 20s. And the age alone didn't really seem to be a factor, except that behind that, the reason a lot of us marry young is because we're searching. We're searching for that which we didn't have. And a lot of times it's love, not sex, but love. Because as children, we were neglected. As children, we weren't listened to. As children, we were abandoned. As children, we were abused, sometimes brutally. And so we spend our lives, our early years, looking, searching for that love, that connection. And if we believe scripture, we can see that because we're created in God's image, it's a natural thing. God sought out Adam so he could have fellowship with Adam and Eve and talk to them and communicate with them, because that was a need in God for the people he made. And it's still the same today. But there is also another need in that we are made to connect with a soul, another soul. People call it the soulmate. But when we yearn for that person and we're a whole person ourselves, we tend to connect with the person that we end up with a wholesome relationship with. And it's not necessarily that life is perfect. It's just that you you have that foundation to build on. But when you are broken, when that connection, that life is broken because you're a product of dysfunction, it's very, very difficult to start and maintain a good relationship with a man when you're looking for something that he can't provide, or you're looking for something he doesn't even know he's supposed to be giving you. And I'm speaking from experience because I got married at 20. And like a lot of you, I was looking for home. I was looking for family. I was looking for that love that I thought that parents gave to their kid. And I figured that if I had my own family, then I would have that love. So I had all these unresolved trauma from my childhood. Abandonment, you know, a lack of parental supervision. My heart was yearning for love. My granddad died when I was 12. He was the only parent I knew. And so I kept looking for love. And, you know, it's unfair. It's unfair to you because you are not getting what you need. You think you are by marrying this person, but it's not what you need at that time. We need to heal that brokenness. We need to come to terms with, you know, parental abandonment. We need to get healing from the trauma of physical and mental abuse, from sexual abuse. We need to process all of that before we enter relationships. Because if we don't, we're always going to end up in these stories. I became a solo mom because. And it is unfair to the guy because he's not entering that relationship expecting to fulfill all these needs you have. A lot of time these needs are unspoken because you might tell him you're looking for a home, someone to love you, but he doesn't know all that deep down stuff inside you. Even if he knows your story, he doesn't understand that healing, that you seek healing. And you don't even know you're seeking healing, but your soul is yearning to be healed. And so marrying that man is unfair to you, and it's unfair to him because he cannot meet your expectations. He can never in his lifetime fulfill those desires in you until you fix what's broken. And finally, it's unfair to your children. When you have children and you are broken, it's very difficult to raise wholesome children. I'm not saying it's impossible, because halfway through raising my children, I learned to heal. I sought out a therapist, and I went through 9 weeks of a program called Be Transformed. And so I healed in the process. So I'm not saying that it's impossible to raise healthy children if you're broken yourself, but it's going to take healing. It's a lot harder. It's more work. And if your children are lucky or blessed, they will escape. But there are a lot of times I look back and I wonder if I wasn't so screwed up, if things would have been different. And so I just wanted to talk about us as women, as moms, finding ways to heal what's broken. Finding ways to overcome the trauma of abuse and neglect and abandonment, and move on to raising healthy children, raising successful children in that they know how to parent going forward because we owe it to them. We owe it to them to fix ourselves. But we can make adjustments and substitutions as we go along. If we're following a recipe, we sometimes have to make substitution because we don't have all the ingredients. And if we make the right substitution, we can still come out with a good product. So fix what is broken so you can become a better person, a better parent, and a better partner. Before I go, I'd like to share a quote by Michelle Obama. To be a good parent, you need to take care of yourself so that you can have the physical and emotional energy to take care of your family. One way to take care of yourself is to take a break from your busy life and connect with someone. Join me and other solo moms from around the world this Wednesday as we take a break and connect. Click the link in the show notes below to RSVP. Take a break and let's connect. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you for listening. I like to repeat the Native American proverbs that said, "Those who tell their story rule the world." Tell your story on an upcoming episode of Solo Moms Talk. And if you think this podcast will help someone else, please share it with them. Leave a review and subscribe so you'll know when new episodes become available. Thank you. I appreciate your support. Hello, solo moms. As a solo mom of three adult sons, I understand the challenges you face on a daily basis. As a mentor, my mission is to help you shift your mindset and empower you to take control of your life, to see yourself as God sees you. I know that unresolved trauma can be a heavy burden to carry, and parenting alone can be a lonely journey. But it doesn't have to be that way. I want you to know that you are not alone. You have the strength and resilience to overcome your challenges and create the life you desire. I want to help you to make the effort to tackle unresolved trauma and change your perspective so you can live the life you deserve. I offer complimentary consultation where we can discuss how to move forward. Create a plan to help you heal and empower you. You can schedule a consultation by emailing me at jen@jrosemarie.com or by calling +1 917 994 1329 or schedule a consultation with the link below. I am here for you and I want to help you take the first step towards healing and empowerment. Don't let unresolved trauma hold you back any longer. Don't parent in silence. So take action today and let's work together to empower you to live the life you desire.